Hey, happy hump day to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Gary Clark Jr., Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, and the Revivalists are among the artists tapped by the Rolling Stones to open their forthcoming U.S. tour, which starts this month on the 21st at Chicago's Soldier Field. Mick Jagger's heart apparently is working all right. Ivan Neville and Dumpsta Funk fittingly will open at the New Orleans show at the Superdome. Well, this next story is significant because if you have a little kid, you probably can't avoid it, and it's only going to get worse. Perhaps the most inane song of all time, Baby Shark, is going to become a TV series on Nickelodeon. Say it ain't so. That's right, the viral video sensation, which launched in 2015, amassed 2.9 billion YouTube views, and thanks to the Baby Shark Challenge, spawned countless imitators, will be a preschool and animated show that further explores the world of Baby Shark and follows the family through some great animated adventures, so says Nickelodeon. So if you think your toddler was done with their Baby Shark phase, yeah, good luck to you. Well, speaking of viral, maybe not necessarily a sensation, but oddity perhaps, is conservative commentator and TV show host and former governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee jamming with Brian Welsh of the alt-metal band Korn. So it all started when Welsh and his daughter Jenna made an appearance on Huckabee's TV show to promote their new documentary, Loud Crazy Love, crazy like Korn with a K. So Huckabee reminded Welsh that when they last met, they agreed that they'd jam next time, and so cut to the video in which Welsh is shredding away, and Mike Huckabee, while looking a little bit stiff at first, actually holds his own quite well on bass guitar. Michelle Zauner, the artist behind Japanese Breakfast, has released a fragile, warm, longing, hypnotic, and somewhat narcotic-sounding cover of Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels. It's quite lovely, and Kurt Smith agrees. He of the classic British synth-pop duo calls the recording a beautiful, ethereal reimagining of the original. A portion of the proceeds from the single will go to the American Civil Liberties Union. On this day in music history, June 5th, 1959, Bob Dylan graduated high school in Hibbing, Minnesota, and birthdays avant-garde artist Laurie Anderson and Richard Butler of the Psychedelic Furs. That is a wrap for music news. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!